So you're 4 years old about when you're listening that 78, and that was what set you off in the world of music.
It is. It's the first thing in my life.
So you went to school in Oklahoma City, elementary?
The first and second grade. We moved when I was 8 back here to the farm.
And you went to Glencoe?
Glencoe, yes.
Then you went
through
to
Glencoe
High School?
High School and OSU.
Some of the people you were listening to, your favorites back then, you said Bob Wills and Elvis. Would it also been like Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis?
Yes.
And then in high school, some of the people you might have been listening
well,
to?
Well, you know, I do love country music, but, you know, started playing guitar then as fast as I could. I mean, I got a guitar and couldn't play it, but I started playing guitar at 7 or 8 or something like that. Elvis had hit. But anything with a guitar, any music, people do not understand versus today the lack of entertainment or whatever you want to say. I mean, it's everywhere now, and they go, well, ain't that great? It's everywhere now. Well, boy, it was the other end of the continuum. It was nothing. You know, there was nothing. In Oklahoma City, even, we had 3 channels, and one of those just came on maybe when I was 8, and we had 2 up until then, and they weren't on all the time. And Saturday morning, you dialed in the cartoon. So almost anything that made it through as entertainment qualified and got me going, and I loved radio and TV and music early on. So along comes Elvis. But all of those people, which weren't so divided up back then, Buck Owens was on the radio with Elvis and Ray Charles and bubblegum music and Mantovani plays whatever. But then the Beatles hit, of course, and everything changes again. Now, playing with bands all through high school, well, especially later high school and then through college, there was a distinction because when the Beatles hit, then everybody was in a band. I never played with anybody after that that had played music before the Beatles. Well, I had. That's not either bragging or confessing. It's just a thing. So in those first bands, I'm sure rather horribly, we were playing Walking the Dog and What'd I Say in those early 60s semi-soul music plus Buck Owens and stuff, and that was the band. And so were the Beatles, if you want to look at it that way, over in Liverpool. So I share a distant kinship with that. But then when the Beatles hit, that changes everything, just like Elvis did. Then I started playing and making a living at 17 or 18. But I did listen to all that stuff, every bit of it, loved it. I got a new song that says, if I can remember it, I call my songs New Old Stock. They've been around so long. But trying to write an autobiographical song that I call Farm Music, and I haven't finished recording it. But it's Bob Wills and Bob Dylan, Merle, Elvis, Hank, Chuck, Buck, and the Beatles, Louie Louie and Louis Armstrong, which rolls off your tongue pretty good. I think it's pretty good, but it's true. You can throw in some more people, but it was those things that are life-changing. That's the deal. I love that life-changing thing. And I'm telling you, those 78 records with Hank and Bob Wills and Johnny Lee Wills, I didn't know much the difference, really, but there's some Johnny Lee, which I later knew, that were important to me. That's a thing. And then Elvis is a thing. And watching Jerry Lee kick his piano stool on the Steve Allen show, which I watched in this same house where we live now, I remember that distinctly. And as I'm sure you know, some of the listeners would know that for some odd reason, the furniture stores like Mathis Brothers and all, especially in Oklahoma City area, all had live TV shows. Mathis Brothers was great, and I watched those shows, and on there sometimes was George Jones and Johnny Paycheck. I loved the Mathis Brothers just as well as those guys. Then here comes Buck Owens, who passed through that Mathis Brothers deal and thought, well, this is pretty good. And WKY was not only a great radio station and a big life changer for me, it was a great TV production place. So Buck did all of his Buck Owens TV shows, and I hung around. That's through late teens.
In high school, you were actually playing gigs, and you had a band in high school?
Yes, of course.
And then at Oklahoma State University, your degree was to be what?
My degree is in radio and TV. It's in journalism broadcasting, but I think of it as radio TV.
You were a disc jockey on the campus, rock
and
roll?
I was a little bit.
And
you know, John, as a legend, it's an honor to sit across the table from that voice of yours, but of course, the Vietnam War is swirling around us. We won't go into that, but none of that era is a simple thing. Here I am going to school, radio and TV, you get through your first two or three years of taking the basic courses. And then I'd go up to the station, and everybody was talking like this. And I don't mean on the air. I mean just, well, hey, Steve, what do you got today? Psychology, right? And it just kind of annoyed me greatly. I did finish my degree, and it's semi-useless, except that it became part of my life. So it's not useless, is it? So I'm proud of it. It's not that I'm not. But that, hey, baby, what's going on? We're on the air.
So then when you did your show, you cut all that out and talked naturally, more than likely.
Well, it's hard to get rid of it, but yeah, like we're talking now, try to be natural and right. Talk, which you're great at.